This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now, did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. Hold on, y'all. With all this talk about making babies that we love to do, let's talk for a second about feeding those little miracles when they come. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company that started with a simple mission: make the best formula in the world. When chest feeding isn't an option, ByHeart's clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula is there for you. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk. Plus, ByHeart is made with certified clean ingredients and no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. And it's the only U.S.-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. ByHeart also happens to be clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula, which, trust me, you're gonna want. So tell me, you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code QueerFam for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to If These Ovaries Could Talk. I'm Jamie.
I'm Robin.
And we're your hosts.
We sure are.
How do I get the sperm through customs?
I am a lesbian.
So gay.
We need to tell our story.
It's not your nuclear family anymore. It's not just your mom and dad thing.
We're not ruining these little humans.
Not for the gay reason. Just
Oh my God. I wish you guys could have been with us during our tech setup. We recorded some audio of the tech setup, so we'll have to share that on Patreon.
We're going to have to share the mess that has just happened.
This is our kids episode, guys. So why we don't know how this is going to go, but we have a good feeling.
Yeah. I mean, before we get into what our episode is, we need to talk about how this new thing we're doing.
Oh God, I just brushed my teeth and just took a sip of a beer.
I just did that too. How funny.
Oh, that was awful.
So guys, we're doing Facebook Lives Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 p.m. So that means all you have to do is just log into your Facebook and click on us. And we're just going to be there talking to you.
Yeah. And I mean, the genesis of this was that so much is happening in real time that we can't, you know, it takes like a week or two to turn around an episode between editing and everything. And so this way we can kind of respond to things in real time. And so we're expanding a little bit. We're talking parenting. We're talking pop culture. We're talking about how we're surviving this pandemic.
LGBTQ issues, partner issues.
Yeah, all these things. And the good news, too, is we started a YouTube channel after the videos will be posted on Facebook, but they'll also be posted on YouTube. So you can subscribe and follow us there.
So in case you've been listening to us forever and have always wondered, what do they look like? Now's your chance.
Or if you want to see like how they don't look professional and are flailing, now's your chance.
And ungroomed in this pandemic life. That's us.
I mean, sometimes we shower a little bit for the lives. So that's our news item, but we just talked about Patreon, and we have two new Patreon members.
Yay.
Lexi and Ellen Carl. And so we want to say thank you for joining us, guys, and for supporting the show and for joining our community.
And if you'd like to join our Patreon community for all kinds of bonus content, we're talking videos, swag you get for joining. You get a personalized
card.
You get
Ovaries Talk swag. You know,
it's all there, all of it. It's really exciting stuff. All you have to do is head to patreon.com/ovariestalk. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.
I can't wait to put some of this video content up on Patreon of you sitting under a blanket and my kids looking absolutely bored and disinterested, one of them not even being on camera because he's not feeling it.
I cannot believe they've been quiet this whole time.
I know. Good job, guys.
Good job, guys. So this episode is our kids episode.
Yeah. Because we were like, how can we be in the middle of a pandemic? Everyone is talking about how are the parents surviving? How are you getting through it? But nobody's talking to the kids.
Nope.
Except us,
Jamie. We haven't heard from kids.
Except us.
Look at us, trailblazers.
We are trailblazers. With bored children who don't want to do this.
It's true that, you know, if you think about it, like our lives have been changed drastically, yeah. But so have theirs.
Yeah.
They can't touch anything. They can't go anywhere.
Tell your kids not to touch things, right? Impossible. My daughter's laughing because she's the toucher.
Uh-oh. My two-year-old is. And Rose likes to do things just because we say don't. So there's that.
Well, because
she is.
Yeah, atta girl, Rose.
They might also, you know what? They might also feel tension from their parents.
Yeah.
Not my kids, but you know. Yeah. So there's no more play dates. There's no more birthday parties.
And both of my kids have birthdays coming up. Maxine's birthday is in 2 weeks and Henry's is in about 3.5.
Well,
and both their parties,
like
Maxine had an American Girl doll party that's not happening now.
You can do a Zoom American Girl doll party.
Yeah. We were going to the store. It was a whole thing. But we're going to have it later. We're going to talk about that.
So we're bringing our kids in today.
Yeah, we were like, we've got kids. Let's talk to them.
And I have to say, I only have my daughter here because my two-year-old is napping. And quite honestly, I don't think he
I don't know he's
going
to have a lot to
discussion.
Contribute.
I did do a recording that maybe we'll play of me asking him some of these questions that we're going to ask them.
Oh, wait. I want to play the recording of you at lunch today. Wait, let's hear that. Ready?
Yeah.
I mean, it was mayhem. When you sent that over to me, I was like, oh, poor Jamie.
That's not even we recorded after it was already. Once Rose saw that we started recording, she took her volume down. She like changed it. That's what she does.
Oh, that was like a modified version of,
oh,
of the
God,
mayhem?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God, yeah. That was nothing compared to what it was a second ago.
All right. Well, let's get our kids in here.
Okay. So who are you?
Rose.
How old are you, Rose?
Six.
What grade are you in?
First.
Okay, it's nice to meet you, Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Welcome to our podcast. All right, who's up next? What's your name, sir?
Henry.
And how old are you, sir?
Eight.
Almost?
Nine.
Correct. Okay, and what's your name, ma'am?
Hi, I'm Maxine. I'm 11. Well, pretty much 11 in 2 weeks.
Pretty much 11 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I'm in fifth grade.
Correctamundo.
Wow.
Oh, and Henry, what grade are you in?
Third.
Okay, great. Ooh. All right. So should we just roll right into the first question?
I think we need to because I don't think we're going to have a big long shelf life here.
I know. It could be quick. Let's see how this goes. Okay.
First question.
Rose, can you tell us why you are currently staying home from school?
Because of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
is the coronavirus?
It's a very bad virus that can infect people around the world.
That's true.
Henry, why are you home from school?
COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. COVID-19.
Okay. Maxine, do you have a different answer there?
School closed down because of coronavirus. And with the coronavirus going on, a lot of the government and a lot of people suggest that not people don't gather up in one place.
Do you know why they suggested that?
Social distancing.
Correct.
Well, yeah, social distancing because, like, touching other people or coughing or something. If someone's sick and they don't know it, then there's a chance that other people can catch it.
That's
so
true.
You never know.
That's mm-hmm. true. Is that scary?
Kind of, yeah.
No.
Because you never know if you're sick or not, like, or if someone else is sick, like, in our building. Like, I'm constantly nervous, like, what if I get someone sick or what if someone gets me sick?
Oh.
Yeah. So that's a lot to worry about.
You said no. Will you answer that? And then we'll come to Rose.
It's just a disease, and if you stay inside, you won't catch it.
That's interesting.
That's a good take on it. I hope you're right. Rose, is it scary?
Yes.
Why is it scary?
Because if my parents get sick, what would we do?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I agree on that. Like, what if someone in my family who I know gets sick, like my pap or someone who I know, what if they get sick? Like, what happens if that happens? Or what if one of my family members gets sick, or mm-hmm. someone in my building? Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of worrying. Like, if they get sick, will we have to move into a different apartment while the building gets cleaned or something? Like, what would happen?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys overhear your moms talking about it, about their worries?
Yes. My other mom is so worried. And then she always has these stupid arguments with my mom about how we need to do something. Then my other mom says we don't have to do it. Then it just goes on and on and on and on until they start screaming at each other.
Can you give an example?
I've never heard that
before. Yeah, thank you. But can you give an example of like what one mom is saying, what the other mom is saying?
Mommy would say, I just hear you guys talking about it. I don't know what you would say. Mommy would say something like, okay, we need to go buy masks or something. And then you would say, no, we're perfectly fine. And then it would
never happen.
Maxine, shut up. It's an example. And then that would go on and on and on and on until they start screaming at each other. And one person says, okay, let's just stop.
Never heard anything.
I don't care.
I've heard them talking about it before. Like, I've heard them, like, discussing it. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard them getting into any arguments about it. But, like, it was, like, for, like, the first time when they started talking about it. It's just, like, they were buying stuff, like, canned stuff. And now we just recently got cloth masks, like, reusable masks. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, out of nowhere. And, like, the parents are... I've kind of heard the parents talking about it, not that often. Because, I mean, I don't really listen to their conversations.
What's it like for you, Rose?
Yeah, how about you, Rose? Do you hear moms talking about worrying about this stuff?
I heard you talk to your friends about it. Yes, I heard you say, if we get the virus, what would the people let you in the hospital?
Right, yeah. Yeah, you heard me say that to my friends?
Yeah, I heard you said that.
Mm. So you guys are always listening, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, so. Yeah. Kids I'm are always listening to their kids.
Yeah, so that's my biggest fear. You really were listening to that. So that's...
I really did. I was on the stairs for, like, the whole entire time.
Oh, okay, that's good to hear.
Pretty often our parents are like, you guys can't fall off of anything. If you hurt yourself, we can't take you to the hospital.
That's true, we do say that.
Well, mainly my other mom, she's mainly saying, like, she's just like, if you bonk your head, we can't take you to the hospital. Like, I hear that very often. Like, if you hurt yourself, we're not going to the hospital, so don't hurt yourself.
It's true. It's not a good time to break a leg.
Well, I broke my toe.
Yes.
Well, let's take like a right turn. What is homeschooling like for you, Rose?
It's fun, and every single time I learn one thing,
Jamie's like, "Is it?"
It's a after it's a break.
Oh, you get a break after you learn something.
Do you get more breaks at home than at school?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's fun. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that tomorrow. I'm going to remind you that you just said that.
What about you, Henry? What's homeschooling like for you?
It's sort of hard because it's like we have our day, it's jam-packed, and then we don't have the teachers to separate lessons for us. So it's like they give us one full assignment, like 10 pages of math. Go do this 10 pages of math. And they don't tell you when you can break. And then, like, and then you don't really get the amount of times that you break in school. For example, we would get like a 15-minute break to talk about like one problem that most of the people got wrong, and it's really stupid because it was really easy. Then that would be like 15 minutes, and the thing we have is like we would go and jump around for like 2 minutes if at home. So it's sort of like overwork. It feels like more work than school when actually it's not.
So it just feels like more because it's all like back to back jammed together.
Because your moms don't really know like the structure that school uses. We've really tried to work on that. And I just learned from Rose that we're giving too many breaks. So there you go.
Well, we do have breaks built in, but it's like
Can you give us too many breaks like them?
Yeah, we'll work on that. What about you, Maxine? How's homeschooling for you?
I actually like hate homeschooling.
Really? Uh-oh. Why?
One, it's like less like different teachers. Yeah, like Henry said, like in math, if like multiple kids are having a hard time with a problem or something, the teacher will be like teaching you step by step the lesson. Whereas now it's just like you have a couple pages, and like also at school for us, it's like a certain amount of time for different sections, like independent practice and partner practice. One, I can't work with a partner on certain problems that I usually can. Two, the parents don't know some of the stuff that we do, like the math sometimes.
I know
changed.
The math. I think it might be
I
your
know,
other
but
mom.
Sometimes it changes.
Yes. No, oh, yeah. Oh, because we do old school math.
Yeah, we don't do the
kind
new school
of,
math.
Sorry.
Right, right. Sometimes like, it's okay.
And also, like, usually, like, it's like 10 minutes for independent practice, whereas here I'm expected to do the entire packet for the entire thing, and nothing's exactly separated by lessons. And there's workbooks, and there's, like, stuff, like... And also, it's, like, the lack of socialism. Like, I really, really...
Socializing?
Socialism. I don't know.
Socializing.
I don't know how to say
Socialism's like
I
communism.
I was with you, Maxine.
I don't know how to...
I was right with you.
So I can't really,
friendism.
Like... I can't,
friendism,
like,
yes,
for
Henry.
For example, my best friend, her mom works at a hospital, so I can't call her during my free times because she has to go to a camp. And, like...
Because her mom's an essential worker,
yeah, like,
correct?
Yeah. And so it's, like, really hard to be, like... And it's really hard when you can't, like, see your friends for weeks straight. And I was going to graduate this year, and I'm not even sure if there's going to be, like, a graduation or anything. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. So I really don't like homeschooling.
Yeah, I get that. I get
and
that.
And you're about to start crying.
Shush.
So this is really hard for her, Henry. She had all these expectations about what the year was going to be like. Because there was that other thing you were really looking forward to, too. What was that?
There was going to be a dance.
Yeah.
There was going to be a dance and where we can go with our friends and stuff.
I know. Yeah. The social
part's
been
Maxine,
hard.
There's going to be a lot more dances to come. I promise that. Oh,
that,
Henry's
patting
her on the back.
That's true.
There's going to be so many dances. You're going to be sick of dances by the time you're our age. So,
and we're just going to tell our audience that Henry may come in and out. He's maybe wants to stay, maybe wants to go. So we're going to let him do his thing. So you might get some Henry answers and you might not.
It's interesting that from 6 to 11, there's a big difference in the emotions we're feeling about this.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Is having your parents as your teachers, is that difficult? And I won't ground you for whatever you say, Maxine.
It's hard and good. I do like the fact that, like, one, they're not usually occupied with other people because usually the teacher's, like, going around helping other students. The parents are usually free whether or not they're annoyed about helping me or not.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's good because then I don't have to worry about raising my hand for 5 hours. Yes. A bad thing is I'm not trying to be offensive, but Mom gets angry with me really quickly because I'm kind of stubborn. So she gets pretty angry with me quite quickly.
Yeah.
I come out bad in the story.
I think,
I clean it up with you, though.
Yes, you do. You don't. It's mostly my fault because I'm pretty stubborn and I don't.
I think maybe we're both a little stubborn, wouldn't you say, ma'am?
I would second that.
Give me this. We're both a little stubborn.
Yeah, and so it's very hard. And like usually it's like setting it up and checking our emails constantly. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rose, how about you? What's it like having your moms as your teachers?
Different.
Different in what way?
You don't teach me the right thing.
I don't teach you the right thing? What do you mean?
You teach me 1 + 1.
I teach you.
And I already know that.
Oh, interesting. Because when I ask you to do your addition and subtraction, it takes us a really long time to get through it. So
I don't know. No shade, Rose. No shade.
Procrastinating on it?
Say what? What?
That's, you just learned that word. Procrastinate. What does that mean? It's going really well, homeschooling. Procrastinate is when you're supposed to be doing something, but you do other things instead to not do the thing you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
Maxine knows a little something about procrastinating.
Procrastinating means
when
sorry,
you're supposed to be doing
attention.
Work and you're wandering off. Does that happen to you at all during homeschooling?
Next question.
I feel like I'm learning things about my kids' learning style, and one is that Maxine, while whip smart, wanders off.
I have a very, 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 very hard time focusing. at school.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, for one, I'm like bouncing around from device to device. And then like sometimes I'm on the computer and then like I have to do science stuff. Or like Henry is like art stuff. And then it's like I'm in my house. It's like hard to focus when there's like.
Are you better focused at school?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I just have a hard time focusing in general. I left my fidget at school the Friday before we left, not in the book I was supposed to be reading for lip block, not knowing that I wasn't coming back to school.
Yeah,
because I thought I was going to pick it up on Monday. So now I have to wait until school comes back. If it even comes back.
Maybe you work with your moms and you make a fidget.
She has other fidgets. I don't think
she needs that one.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
She's giving me the eyes right now.
How about you, Rose? Do you have a hard time focusing at home? Yeah?
There's so much stuff around, and it's like I always want to go in the backyard.
For me,
because the backyard's new for you,
for
right?
For me, it's like sometimes when I'm working on my laptop in my bed with my mom, because my mom's always in my room on my desk.
I've set up my office in Maxine's room.
Yeah, and so whenever I'm sitting there on the laptop, it's just like I want to lay down. I want to go to sleep in my bed. At school, it's a lot like I can't go to sleep, just wait it out until I get home. But now it's just like I'm sitting on my bed like.
So let's take it to a different area of this. What do you like best about this time? Let's start with Rose and then we'll go to Maxine.
So I like best that I don't have wingspan and I don't have my after schools because I do not like my after schools.
Right. She doesn't like after school classes. She doesn't like wingspan. So that's what you like the most about this, that we don't have wingspan?
Yes.
Okay.
And I hope you don't make a wingspan for me.
Okay. Note taken.
There's a lot of like morning walks and stuff that we do where like me and my mom always do a walk every morning and we visit the sea lions. We could see them through the fence at the Brooklyn, at the Prospect Park Zoo. So we look at that. So we visit them and stuff. And we go on walks and we stop by the library. And I'm spending a lot more time with my family, which I do like, but it can get a little annoying because I'm constantly arguing with my brother and my parents are constantly like, leave me alone.
What?
They don't say that, but they're just like watching TV constantly when I come and they're just like pausing the show like, what do you want? What do you want?
This is
called
crazy.
Out. Called out.
But it's just, that's like at night, not during the school day, the whole work day.
No, during, on like Saturdays too.
Oh yeah, well Saturdays for sure. Saturdays for sure.
How about you, Rose? Like, what about family time? Is that fun?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes. I like when we get to climb the trees and Roxy's going crazy.
Roxy the dog.
Mm-hmm. Our dog Roxy goes crazy when the kids.
We do meditations every morning, and like whenever we do the meditation, she'll like legit lie down on the floor as we're lying down, and it's really nice.
Roxy's having these weird seizures that whenever she runs, she just lays down.
Yeah, Roxy's having seizures, so we're dealing with that.
And then once I was downstairs all by myself with Roxy, and Roxy threw up in front of me.
Oh, geez.
That's fun.
No, it's not.
Henry, can we ask you about the coronavirus time? Like, what's your favorite thing about this time that we're all in right now?
One of the things that are my favorite are how our schedule is modified, so we have breaks into our school day, and how we have fun times, then work times, then fun times, then work times. And then by 12 o'clock, it's like no more schoolwork unless you didn't finish what you had to do. Then you do it at quiet time. And I like how I have more time to play video games because we get bonus time if we're good during the day, and that's more time than I would get on a normal school day. So so it's better for me because I have more time to do my own thing alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also like the cookies.
Oh, you're making a lot of cookies?
There's a lot of baking involved. And so recently my mom made these amazing snickerdoodle cookies that I love
Can
love
I eat
so
one to
much.
Show them out?
When we're done, you can get a snickerdoodle.
Can I just Woo-hoo! Show them out on the podcast right now? You know, the snickerdoodles deserve it.
Rose, what don't you like about this time?
I don't like when you teach me when you like teach me whenever like when it's the afternoon, it's quiet time, and you make me like do learning, and you're not supposed to do learning, you're just supposed to color and be relaxed or put your head down.
Put your head down. When did I ever tell you to put your head down?
Put your head down.
Put your head down. So you don't like the structure we give you, basically, is what you're saying. You don't think it's fair.
Let's ask like one last question. What is the first thing you are going to do, Rose, when your life gets back to normal? What's the very first thing you're going to do?
Learn about mammals because my mom didn't do it yet.
Learn about mammals because my mom didn't do it yet, she says.
Okay. All right. Okay. That seems like a worthy goal. What about you, Maxine?
And
what are you going to do?
My teacher said that we're going to learn about them.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
The second that it opens, I'm probably going to immediately plan a sleepover with most of my friends.
Oh.
That's fun.
Yeah, and hopefully go back to school. I'm really hoping. I want to graduate very badly and, like, have the dance and stuff like that. I really do want to, so I'm kind of hoping we come back by June. Do something outdoors that where I'm just, like, not worrying about 6 feet. Like, eat at, like, a restaurant or something.
Oh, yeah.
We're not, like, worrying about, like, oh, there's got to be tons of people here. Mm-hmm. Not having to worry about that.
I would love to go to a restaurant.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be so great? I can't wait to go to a restaurant. I can't wait to go to the movies.
Oh, wait. The day that it opens, I want to go to the zoo is what I want to do. I really want to go to the zoo. I don't know why.
Maybe
they're going
to see the sea lions.
I don't know why, but we have named the sea lions. We have legit, like, named the sea lions and visit them every day. And so the second that it opens, I want to go to the zoo.
I just miss being able to go to my friend's house.
Yeah.
Because I used to go to his house a lot, and now I can't.
What's one tip that you would give other kids who are at home and maybe having a tough day?
I would tell them that just hang in there. It's going to be over one day. Even though it might be a long time, once you start to get used to the days, it'll start to fly by. And then eventually, suddenly, you'll just like be there. Like, it'll be normal again.
Okay. What would you give as a tip, Maxine?
Socialize. Is that the right word?
Socialize, yes.
Socialize as much as possible. As if you have a phone or any sort of device, call your friends or call their family. Find ways to talk to people. Find activities that you can do that, like, remind you of what you used to do. Whenever you're feeling lonely, try and call at least one person a day, because if you stop talking to people, then you're most likely to feel a lot more lonely. So call people as much as you can and try and talk to the people that you miss.
Okay.
Wait, so, we're going to let Rose have a tip first, okay? Rose. Go ahead, Rose. Do you have any tips for other kids?
I used to have this Friday play date every single day. Friday. But now we can't do it, but we can do it on Zoom, and then we can do like a FaceTime play date on Friday.
So you would tell other kids to make sure their moms can give them some Zoom play dates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great tip, Rose. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for coming today and for sharing your feelings
and how this is going.
Jamie, should we say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye, Rose.
Bye, Maxine.
This was
Jamie.
Bye. We're going to say goodbye to our audience now, too, guys.
This was a Zoom play date for these kids. So.
Why does it have to be on Zoom for one? And two, there's only two people.
So to our audience, stay healthy.
Okay.
Stay sane. Stay away from everyone. Get help if you need it during this time.
Hang in there.
During these crazy days. Hang in there.
We're...
Bye, audience.
And I guess if you've learned everything, don't touch your face. If you've learned anything, it's that the kids are listening. Maxine, do you want to do our social media? Tell people where they can follow us.
Follow us on Ovaries Talk on Twitter, Ovaries_Talk on Insta. If these ovaries could talk on Facebook. Join our community there, and you can talk to the other listeners. Join our community on Patreon, patreon.com/ovariestalk for bonus content.
And you can also now get us on YouTube. You can subscribe on YouTube, where you're going to see our Facebook Lives.
Yeah.
Jamie, we made it through this episode. How do you feel?
I don't know.
Jamie, any tips on if we should try this again?
Let's let our listeners answer that question. Write us on social listeners, if you think we should do that again.
Should we do this again?
Is this a disaster?
You might get to hear the entire unedited and see the unedited version of this.
On Patreon.
Including the glitch on Patreon. So if you want to join us there, it will be there.
Right now, my daughter's trying to bite me. So,
do the kids want to say? You want to say eggs, ovaries out, guys?
Yeah,
you want to
say
it?
Eggs, ovaries out.
Eggs,
ovaries
out.
There it is, and there
oh,
it
God
is.
God help us. Ovaries could talk. They would say
eggs, ovaries out. Orion, can you say coronavirus?
Coronavirus.
Okay, that's good. What is coronavirus? Do you know what coronavirus came from?
Four door.
Four door? Actually, it came from bats.
And that door.
What do you like the most about being in a pandemic?
We have a dick. It's a dick.
You clean your hands and you play with sticks. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like the backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.